The first Persian Gulf War in 1991 made the world familiar with the U.S. military all-purpose vehicle known as Humvee. The civilian version, the Hummer, followed soon after, made famous by such celebrity owners as film star Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now there is a new version of the Hummer. In a land where sport utility vehicles have become the choice of many, the Hummer H2 is a statement vehicle, says Kevin Smith, editor-in-chief of Motor Trend magazine.
One of the statements is, I'm bigger than you. That's clearly an extreme off-road, all-condition kind of go-anywhere vehicle. Whether the user actually does that or not, that's the statement it makes as it rolls down the road.
The H2 is the successor to the original Hummer and clearly not its baby brother, since it is as big or bigger than the H1. The aggressively styled vehicle weighs just over 2,900 kilograms. It's nearly 2 meters tall, 4.82 meters long, and at 2 meters wide makes for a tight squeeze in many parking spaces. Fuel economy is a phrase not often heard in connection with the Hummer. The Washington Post newspaper reports it travels 15.6 kilometers on a U.S. gallon at a steady 56 kilometers per hour. Where Hummer shines is in rough terrain, with its burly construction and ground clearance of more than 26 centimeters. But as Motor Trend's Kevin Smith points out, most of the H2's owners will never take it off-road.
The vast majority of people who are buying it are buying it for the visual impact, their own image enhancement. Most of the time, they're just tooling around town or going, across down the interstate.
Who buys such a vehicle? The business manager of the Hummer division of General Motors, John Bagazinski, has the demographic picture.
Our early buyer data tells us that it's the male-female ratio is about 70-30. The average age is about 41. The income is about 215, which is the highest in General Motors per vehicle line.
Despite Hummer's massive exterior dimensions, we find the passenger compartment unexpectedly snug. Motor Trend's Kevin Smith explains why.
You have a big driveline, you have big tires and wheels, a lot of clearance for them to move through a lot of suspension travel, and all of that kind of compresses down that volume that otherwise might be available for passengers.
Hummer H2's rough-and-ready looks and construction surround a luxurious cabin filled with comfort and convenience items befitting an upscale vehicle. The version we drove is priced at $52,000. That could be considered cheap when compared with the original Hummer's $100,000 price tag. A relative bargain, one might say, if one were wealthy. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.